Voters will soon decide if they want to allow the sale of distilled spirits. The county's chief appraiser explains the surge in property values and help us dress up a boring block wall. All ahead in this month's edition of Walker 180. The Walker County Board of Commissioners voted to allow the public a say in whether the county should issue permits for the sale of distilled spirits. The yes or no question will be placed on the November 8th ballot. If approved, the county would then need to amend its current alcohol ordinance in order to allow liquor stores and create a permitting process before any sales could occur. Well, strong home sales over the past year continue to push property values higher in Walker County. Recently mailed assessment notices show another substantial increase in value for many home and land owners. Chief Appraiser Terry Gilry says property values increased an average of 25% this year. And while property values are higher, that doesn't directly translate into an increase in property taxes. The millage rate set by governing authorities, such as the Walker County Board of Commissioners and Walker County Board of Education, determines how much will be owed, and those rates won't be set until later this summer. Walker County and the cities of Chickamauga, Lafayette, and Rossville will all share a $500,000 grant from the United States Environmental Protection Agency to perform brownfield assessments on up to 30 sites. A series of public meetings will be scheduled in late 2022 to meet with property owners interested in having their land considered for brownfield assessment. And Walker County government recently replaced an old brick wall with a new concrete block wall at its Courthouse Annex 2 building. The county enlisted the help of the Walker County Chamber of Commerce to find an artist to design and paint a large tourism-centric mural on the wall. Those interested in applying for the project should visit walkerrocks.com, download the request for proposal, and follow the submission guidelines. Proposals are due in by June 30th. Walker County received nearly $107,000 from ACCG's Workers' Compensation Fund. The county plans to invest that money in equipment or building upgrades to enhance employee safety. Work recently got underway on West Cove Road, where a giant culvert is being replaced. Weather permitting and barring any material delays, the target date to reopen the road is June 24th. That's the same date that Doherty Gap Road is scheduled to reopen. The Walker County Sheriff's Office won this year's Battle of the Badges. 102 units of blood were donated in support of Walker versus 71 for Catoosa. The Macklemore Hotel project has started to take shape. Construction crews are working to get the hotel ready to open by the end of 2023. And we'd like to encourage you to drop by the Walker County Farmers Market. Squash, zucchini, cucumbers, onions, beets, cabbage, and fresh meat and dairy products are now readily available. The market is open from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. every Wednesday and 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Well, that is a brief look at what's happening here in Walker County. Kudos to you for spending about 3 minutes to get all caught up. Hey, help us spread the word by liking this video, sharing it with your friends and family, or leaving some feedback in the comments section. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you again next month.